nous aimions bien tendrement, comme s'aiment tous les amants. Et puis un jour, tu m'as quitté, depuis je suis désespéré.
Hello, and welcome to the Panzer Podcast. My name is John Burgess, and I will be your host as we deep dive into all things tanks. For today's episode, which will be a rather short one, I wanted to commence with some announcements that pertain to the upcoming series. First of all, I hope you all have enjoyed the remainder of your spring. Keeping with the changes of the season and the new growth that spring represents, I am happy to announce that I found myself an amazing new job. Very exciting, a little bit stressful, and it has kept me rather busy as of late. That said, please do not worry. I am not slacking at all on the next upcoming Sherman series. In fact, I've got the first two episodes all but finished. At least the scripts, not the recording part just yet. However, with the new job and the kind of rapid-fire pace in which it all took place, I haven't pursued the merch shop much at all. I have the sticker design ready to go. I think it's pretty rad, but I need to set up a place for me to sell it and for all of you, that is, if you're interested, to be able to buy and receive the merch. Meaning, if I have to open up and run a Shopify or Teespring or whatever my band used to use, I think Big Cartel. Anyway, that's all in the works. You'll have to excuse my somewhat gravelly voice. I'm not doing a Tom Waits impression, I promise. I was just gone camping over the long weekend and did a lot of talking, and apparently that's enough to just destroy my voice. So anyway, the big news, if you'd call it that, I mean it is exciting for me, really, is that I'm going to be flying to France this very afternoon for the 78th anniversary of the Normandy invasion. My friend and I will be hitting the ground in Paris to take in the scene. Then we will be traveling to Normandy itself to stay in Caen, and then visit all of the beaches, Omaha, Utah, Gold, Sword, Juneau, and even stopping off at Pointe du Hoc, along with visiting the towns of Cherbourg, Carentan, and several others that have monuments, museums, or just something neat to see, do, and or eat. I cannot wait to try all of the pastries, drink all of the wine, and have an amazing time in the French countryside. I know you're saying to yourself, it's kind of a weird humble brag to just describe a vacation you're going to take. Well, yes and no. One of the more exciting aspects of this trip, at least as far as the Panzer Podcast is concerned, is that I will be spending time at the Le Musée des Blondes, or the Armored Museum, in Saumur. I apologize in advance to all of my French listeners for my accent and pronunciation, but much like my German and Russian, I would like to use the native words in their native tongue, however bad that may be, so I apologize moving forward. Anyway, I'm excited to travel to the Armored Museum in Saumur, where I will get a chance to look into and around the Panther Ausführung A, nicknamed Bretagne, or Brittany, which, this panther is actually definitely not the real Bretagne, as far as the history goes. The Bretagne would have actually been a Tiger I, and not the panther. At least, not right away. Essentially, this panther, Os A, was captured by Captain Guy Beignet, whom at this time was in command of the One Group Mobile de Réserve, or the First Mobile Reserve Group, which were essentially a mixed unit of armor which could be detached for mobile warfare, mostly harassment and keeping pressure on the Germans late in the war at Saint-Nazaire. His unit was informed that there were plenty, mostly, operational panzers lying about in the battlefields around the Saint-Nazaire pocket. So Captain Beignet took his men out there and had the grisly task of cleaning out these tanks and putting them back into service. He was able to capture a Tiger I, a Panther Aus A, and Aus G, along with 11 Panzer IVs, a couple of Stug IIIs, and a Jagdpanzer. This unit was reorganized and named L'Esquadron Autonome Beignet, or the Beignet Autonomous Squadron. Basically, a German Kampfgruppe, this was a somewhat informal unit which was going to be given odd jobs and mixed materiel. As it goes, and we'll get to the story in more detail later, but this storied unit used captured German SDKFC-9 FAMO heavy prime movers to actually recover these broke-down German tanks, and then these Frenchmen repaired and put back into service all of this recovered equipment. Now, what does all of this have to do with the name Bretagne and the Panther Alps A at Saumur? Well, the naming conventions for these captured vehicles, oftentimes painted on the sides of the tanks, just like their counterparts in the Allied or even Axis armies. The names themselves come from regions or towns in France. The Panther G was nicknamed Dauphine, a province at the time of southern France, whereas the Tiger I was actually given the name Bretagne, or Brittany, for the province of, wait for it, Brittany. However, according to Luc Royer in his book Tanks of the Resistance, he reckons that in May of 1945, the Tiger was renamed Colmar, and the second Panther, the Alps A, was given the name Bretagne. If you find yourself recognizing that May of 1945 is getting awfully close to the war in Europe being over, and, well, with the war's end, this Panther, along with the rest of L'Esquadron Beignet, was folded into the 6th Cuirassier and sent into the French occupation zone of Germany to, well, occupy Germany. The real Bretagne, Panther Alps A, served with the French army until about 1955 before being sent away to be used temporarily as a range target before landing itself at the Overlord Museum in Colville-sur-Mer, conveniently located right near Omaha Beach. Which leads me back to the Saumur Bretagne. Well, the hull of the Saumur Panther is from a different Panther Alps A altogether. But the turret is actually from the original Bretagne, which means I will get the opportunity to visit the famous Bretagne Panther Alps A, the original. It's just going to take me 2 museums to do so. I should also like to add that the original Bretagne Tiger, later the Colmar, is also at the museum in Saumur. Look at that. Not even a real episode, and I've already been sidetracked. Ultimately, I will be getting to fart around inside and outside of the Sherman tanks, and, in reality, several models of several nations of several decades of several conflicts. I'm very excited to visit this tank museum, and I'm even more excited to document the hell out of this trip, so tune in to the Instagram, at the Panzer Podcast, for pictures and stories as I get moving along during the week. One more thing before we get out of here. While we will be traveling to Normandy to visit all of the memorials and the monuments and the museums, I wanted to maybe shine a little bit of a spotlight on the BestDefenseFoundation.org. The Best Defense Foundation was founded in 2018 by former National Football League, that is American football, linebacker Donnie Edwards. He's also actually a friend of mine and a fellow reenactor. We were both in a couple of the same units for quite some time, back when I was still doing such things. The foundation itself, it celebrates and honors veterans from the past conflicts, including World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and those who have even recently retired. I encourage my listeners to go visit the website, bestdefensefoundation.org, if you'd like to learn more. But additionally, Donnie likes to run the Battlefield Return Program, wherein he takes veterans and brings them back to the battlefields all over the world where they served. Donnie is a great guy, and I encourage you all to take a look at his website and even check him out on Instagram, at Best Defense Foundation. That's going to do it for this quick little announcement. As always, I can be reached via email at thepanzerpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thepanzerpod, and as well on Instagram at thepanzerpodcast. I know I literally just said it, but whatever. If you like what we're doing here, I would love a review anywhere you can place it. and I'm quite looking forward to getting the episodes going for the next series, The Sherman, which, again, probably will be released in August. So stay tuned. Until next time, I'm John Burgess. Thanks for listening.
Bien tendrement, comme s'aiment tous les amants. Et puis un jour, tu m'as quitté. Depuis, je suis désespéré. Je te vois partout dans le ciel. Je te vois partout sur la terre. Tu es ma joie et mon soleil. Ma nuit, mes jours, mes aubes claires. Tu es partout car tu es dans mon cœur. Tu es partout car tu es mon bonheur. Toutes les choses qui sont autour de moi, même la vie ne représente que toi. Des fois je rêve que je suis dans tes bras et qu'à l'oreille tu me parles tout bas. Tu dis des choses qui font fermer les yeux. Et moi je trouve ça merveilleux. Peut-être un jour tu reviendras. Je sais que mon cœur t'attendra. Tu ne pourras pas oublier les jours que nous avons passés. Mes yeux te cherchent sans arrêt. Écoute bien, mon cœur t'appelle. Nous pourrons si bien nous aimer. Tu verras, la vie sera belle. Tu es partout car tu es dans mon cœur. Tu es partout car tu es mon bonheur. Toutes les choses qui sont autour de moi, même la vie ne représente que toi. Des fois je rêve que je suis dans tes bras et qu'à l'oreille tu me parles tout bas. Tu dis des choses qui font